The Philadelphia Orchestra, led by conductor Charles Dutoit, is in China for 10 days. On this week's News and Views, we look at how a pilot residency program is building bridges beyond the concert hall. As part of the week-long residency in Beijing, the orchestra is performing 3 full concerts and 2 open rehearsals, as well as participating in diplomatic forums and activities to engage the community, including masterclasses and short public performances by chamber groups at historic sites. Principal Timpani Don Liuzzi says it's a critical shift in approach whose time has come, in China and at home.
It's time to reach out, to reach people in not only what we do, the classical music product, but how we do it and why we do it, to kind of show what music making is about, is going to be a vital way of maintaining this art form.
When I heard that we were beginning this large initiative in China, I was delighted.
Concertmaster David Kim says it's indeed good news.
Very few orchestras can afford to tour now, even the big ones. And so this is just another signal that the Philadelphia Orchestra is really coming back strong.
The orchestra has spent the last year mired in legal matters after filing for protection under Chapter 11 of the bankruptcy laws in April of 2011. Last week, the orchestra filed a plan of reorganization to pave the way for its exit from bankruptcy. After its week-long residency, the orchestra will perform 3 more concerts in Philadelphia's sister city, Tianjin, as well as Guangzhou and Shanghai. On the next News and Views, teaching music in a foreign land. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
The Philadelphia Orchestra is making its 6th visit to China since 1973. On this week's News and Views, we look at how the orchestra's current trip is deepening its relationships with the Chinese people. In addition to full orchestral concerts and chamber performances, musicians will visit and play at schools and give masterclasses with students at music conservatories and members of the Beijing Symphony Orchestra. Concertmaster David Kim says teaching music transcends cultural barriers.
Music is music, and these kids are kids, and what I have to offer doesn't change from school to school. And so for us to go to China and teach, it's no different than me teaching at giving a master class at Upper Bucks County here in our region.
This trip, with all its community activities, is addressing the essence of the orchestra's music making, says Principal Timpani Don Liuzzi.
There's so many factors, chamber music, individual physical playing, yes, virtuosity, but then what I think what distinguishes this orchestra from most is that we play with our heart on our sleeve, and that's music making at its highest level. When you have the virtuosity, but the heart is important. It's primary.
On Friday, the orchestra will open its rehearsal to students from the Middle School 101 and the Chinese Migrant Worker School in honor of China's National Children's Day. On the next News and Views, the orchestra as cultural ambassador. You can hear this entire 3-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
In 1973, the Philadelphia Orchestra became the first American orchestra to perform in China at the special request of then-President Richard Nixon. On this week's News and Views, we consider the orchestra's current tour and its expanding relationship with China. U.S. diplomat Nicholas Platt facilitated the orchestra's tour in 1973. During the tour this week, he will speak about the importance of culture in U.S.-China relations. Platt says the expense of bringing a large orchestra to China involved some sticker shock.
In the early days of U.S.-China cultural relations and exchanges, the foreigners always footed the bill, one way or the other. Now China has money of its own and is willing to pay part, but they still don't think that they're rich.
This year, the orchestra is in residency in collaboration with the National Center for the Performing Arts in Beijing. The trip will also include concerts in Tianjin, Guangzhou, and Shanghai. Orchestra Vice President for Global Initiatives and Government Relations, Craig Hamilton, says the trip is engaging the orchestra in 3 areas. First, playing music in a full concert setting. Second, interacting with the community.
You'll see us in schools. We'll be doing pop-up concerts in historic sites. at the Great Wall, at the Temple of Heaven, at the Forbidden City. And the third area really is this U.S.-China relations initiative. And that's about us polishing up our international brand.
Concerts include music by Beethoven, Hindemith, Strauss, Prokofiev, and Shostakovich, as well as the world premiere of a work by Du Wei, the winner of a Chinese juried competition. After finishing up in China, the orchestra will visit San Francisco for 2 days, returning home to Philadelphia on Monday, June 11th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.